All right, Shabbos, good morning. Let's begin. So we're up to page Ayin Gimel, the bottom section, titled Ramazim, Hints. So remember again, we're discussing the three different levels of Emunah. So specifically again, focusing on level number one. Level number one, which is the belief that everything is hashgacha, everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. Level number two, which is hakol letova, all is for good. And level number three, which is that in every event in my life, the Ribono Shel Olam is dispatching to me some type of message. That there's no such thing as an event in life that comes without some type of message. So it's a kind of, we're focusing now a bit more on category number three, which is what we'll call, you know, the message piece. The idea that every event, big or small, is the Ribono Shel Olam communicating to me something. So says the Mechaber, V'hemshech Yuvu, Be'ezras Hashem, Kami Yisodos, Ketzad Lefarish Es HaRamazim Shebechol Davar. So we'll say, as we go on, we're going to learn a bit more about how to go ahead and understand the messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hints that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to me. Ach letzorech ha'avanos ha'perek navi b'kitzur nimratz kama dugmaos l'mekarm shuskur. So we'll say, the Mechaber now is going to give an example of this. Now, I want to give you a word of caution with the example. So what he's going to go through right now is different life events that occur, and perhaps what the deeper meaning could be. Now, the word of caution of Osei is, the Mechaber is a great individual, but is not the Navi. No one could for sure tell anyone why events happen. What he's trying to do through illustrative purpose, through illustration, is to go ahead and tell us how to look into things in life. In other words, Osei, when something happens to me, again, you know, when something good happens to me, rarely do people ever take the time to take a step back and say, why me? Right? I didn't deserve this bracha. Why is this bracha giving this to me? We might say it. But deep down, we kind of say to ourselves, no, you know what? I'm pretty sure I deserve this. I've been pretty good. So you know what? Well, also, obviously, when bad things or negative things, challenging things happen, we, of course, we ask ourselves, why me? So step number one in that process is a recognition that I'm not really going to get the answer to that. But what I need to do is I need to use these circumstances as a platform for growth. That's my goal. I see a platform for growth. So I'll say, as using it as a platform for growth, I use the negative circumstances or difficult, challenging circumstances as an opportunity for cheshbon nefesh, to introspect. And that process of introspection allows me to look into myself and to figure out what's working, what's not working, what's in a state of disrepair, what's profoundly or fundamentally broken. So that's what he's describing over here. How I take events in life and how do I introspect about them? No, obviously with the caveat that I may never really know why certain events occurred, but I'm not going to allow my lack of clear understanding to prevent me from utilizing these events as a catalyst or as a springboard for growth. So I'll say, so with that, kevei raglayim. So he gives an example. My feet hurt. So what could it be? What could be the message ultimately again in my feet hurting? We discussed this example yesterday. Ha'emuna nikreis regel. So we'll say, remember again, when we were yesterday's Jews, so we would have assumed that, why do my feet hurt?
You didn't have shoes tight.
Wrong shoes, right? That was yesterday. Right? That was yesterday. Again, wrong shoes or whatever it is, I need orthotics, I need this, I need that. That's why my feet hurt. Now again, I'm about to say we're holier Jews than we were yesterday. So we recognize again that at the end of the day, there's a message. Because if there's a hashkacha in everything, then there's a message in everything. So what's the message in my feet hurting? He says, ha'emunah nikreis regel. Amazingly enough, emunah, belief, is called the regel. It's called the foot. Sha'alah omedes kala Torah kula. We'll say, so emunah is the foot upon which all other Torah stands. Haraglayim, furthermore, haraglayim miramzos al gaiva. So we'll say, regel could mean emunah. So raglayim also represents gaiva, arrogance. Kemo shekasuv, al tivoini regel gaiva. Don't bring me ultimately again to the regel, to the foot of gaiva. He goes on, gam hamamon nikreis regel. Money is also called regel. Kemo shekasuv, ves kalei akuma shev raglayim. Zemamono shel adam shema'amido al raglov. Why is money called regel? Because it will say money allows me to stand on my feet. Last line, page ayin gimel. Lashon hara nikra regel. Lashon hara is called regel. Kimo shekasov lo ragal al lishonov. Isha, page ayin dalit. Isha nikres regel. A woman is called a foot. Why? Kevan sha'alah omdim hatzlacha sabah v'abah. It's actually quite beautiful. Because it's upon, the woman is like the foot in that she supports her husband and all the success of her household. V'kimo shekasov, ragle chasidav yishmar. Zui isha. L'chein, Sir Bosei Sinel, mishi yishlo ke'ev beregel. So somebody now, I've got problems with my feet. So I'll say, so again, I've ruled out the shoes. So I'll say, so now, so what is it? So what's the message? He says, bless you, tzarach lefash ve'ish ba'atzmo. So a person has to introspect. Now we'll say, so what does this mean? Yitachin ma'ot, shezeh machmas shu'over alecha me'adram eneskala'el. If I'm having problems with my feet, Rabbi said, it could very well be, that's what, why is this occurring? Kigon she'pasha be'ishto, maybe I'm not nice to my wife, who is the regel. O she'chalash be'amunah, or maybe at the end of the day, my amuna, right, which is the foot upon which everything stands, is weakened. Osha mali begaiva, maybe I'm arrogant. Osha medaber taber lashon hara, or maybe I speak too much lashon hara. Osha nichshal b'mamonos abegezel, or maybe again I'm not honest. O eino nosin maestros, mashin nimtza ba'atzmo yasal kach tshuvan. I will say. Now, again, I want to just be mosif something on this. So you see, according to the Zerodra Rosai, my feet hurting is clearly an indication of something that's wrong. But I want to declare, you know, there are other possibilities, bless you, there are other possibilities in this. Bless you, what's the other possibility? The other possibility is Rosai, maybe I'm walking down the wrong path in life. Maybe at the end of the day, again, I'm living a very good life. Baruch Hashem, I'm not speaking Lashon Hara, I'm nice to my wife, my amuna is good, all this other stuff. Maybe I'm walking down the wrong path. You know, we spoke about this before. A person could be living a very good life, but lav dafka, they're actualizing the tachlis or the shlichus that they need to be doing. This is my sim b'chol yom. I could fill up my day with a wonderful. Remember, I gave the mashal a few days ago with the work. You can go into your office, and what happens outside? If you go into work and you go ahead and you spend your whole day answering the phones and answering emails. Is that a productive day? So you're accomplishing, but if you didn't go and find that new client, or you didn't go and chase down that lead, or you didn't go ahead and develop that business plan, so it's nice that you answered emails and it's nice that you answered phone calls. That's important, but lamais, you haven't advanced your business. But one second, did you tell me I wasted my time? No. Answering calls and answering emails is certainly a productive thing, but it's not the path you should be on. I mean, sometimes in life, you could be doing something good, but it's not productive. It's not where you need to be. So I'm just positing over here, just in the Mechavis, if my feet hurt, it could be the message is the emotional is telling me, I'm just not going down the right path. I'm walking down the path in life, but it's not the right path for me. So we'll say, but what's the yisod? And I want to be clear. So, you know, now people are going to be nervous to admit that their feet hurt. Because right at the end of the day, oh my gosh, look, it's either I'm mistreating my wife, speaking Lashon Hara, financially dishonest, don't have emuna. Whereas I'm just pointing out, like I said, the Mechaber is not a Navi. What the Mechaber is giving is examples, ultimately, again, of the fact that when things happen in life, there's a message. There's a message that the Ribono Shel Olam is giving to me. Again, I just want to be mosif. It might not be a message that I'm doing something bad. Sometimes, again, it's just a message that I need to straighten out the path a little bit. I'm not doing an Aveira, I'm not doing anything bad. But again, I'm perhaps not walking the straight and narrow as I should be. Hefsedim kaspiyim. Monetary losses. So let's say, so if I suffer a monetary loss, what's the message? Asuyim l'rameis al gezel. It could be chas shalom because a person is dishonest. Osha in nosnim meiser. Person doesn't give proper tzedakah. Supposed to listen to this. Oshu chayiv kesef migilgul kodem. We'll say, you know, there's a very big inyan that when a person passes away, to leave all of their debts settled up. And that's why, again, even if a person passes away and they haven't settled their debts before they leave, there's a big union ultimately, again, of family or friends settling up the debts of the mace. Very, very important inyan. So it's possible that, again, that in a previous Gilgal, if I left debts unpaid, when my neshama comes back to this world, then what? Those debts have to be paid. So it could be that the deal that I didn't seal, the truth is, has nothing to do with me. Meaning, I'm fine, but maybe I'm a Gilgal. And if I'm a Gilgal, then at the end of the day, maybe that Gilgal owed money, and that's how that's being repaid. It will say, again, there's no answer to this. It's not, no one's going to be able to tell you, oh, you know what? It's B. It's B. I'm pretty sure I suffered this loss because of B. But at the end of the day, the point is, understand nothing is random and everything is there for a message that is supposed to spark cheshbon ha'nefesh. Ikuv b'kidum avoda. This is an interesting one. I don't get the promotion that I wanted. Right? Ikuv b'kidum avoda. I haven't progressed in my career the way I would like. He says, "Kol tafkidim v'haminuyim shebaolam." This is an incredible yisod. You know, every tafkidim minuyim, every appointment, and every position of authority in this world, afilu minuyim pshutim biyoser, even like the smallest appointments, kulam nikbaim b'shamayim b'rosh chodesh nisan. We'll say all appointments to positions of authority, even small positions of authority, are established or are decided in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kimuva v'gimara, we actually just had this not so long ago. Afilu ha'achroi al toranos hashkaya b'sados memanim osom min hashamayim. I will say, even the smallest positions of authority, like the guy who is in charge of irrigation in the field, so that's a position of authority as well. Even that individual ultimately, again, is appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Nisan. Lachin, im lo nifkar letafkin misuyam. Therefore, Bosa, a person has to understand that if I'm not chosen, I don't get a particular job. Zemishum, shelo bacharu bo b'shamayim letafkid hazeh. Bosa, it's important to know that ultimately, again, if I don't get a particular job, it's why? It's because the Ribono Shel Olam doesn't want me to get it. I will say, we are going to have to, one of the interesting things we're going to have to discuss is also the very fine and delicate interplay between hishtadlus and hashkacha. The hishtadlus hashkacha dialectic is a fascinating one which you're going to have to discuss, because I will say, you understand, you can easily abuse this concept. How do you easily abuse this concept? If something doesn't happen for you in life, so what do you say? Right? It wasn't meant for me. They will say, now that might be true, but the other possibility is you didn't try. Right? In other words, the Torah will say, if I don't get a job promotion because my boss says, well, you know, you come in and it's very nice, you spend an hour chazering dafyomi, and then afterwards, you know, the old Torah really tires you out, so you put your head down on your desk for a half hour and you relax a little bit, and then you dive in mincha, which is beautiful, but it takes you 55 minutes, a lot of kavanah again. So, lemaisa, again, you're just not producing, you're just not doing anything, and so that's why you're not going to go ahead and get the promotion. So it's hard to call that hashkachas Hashem. Right? That's a lack of hishtadlus, that's a lack of effort. So we're going to discuss again this interplay between hashkacha and between hishtadlus, but assuming that a person has put in the requisite hishtadlus, but again, they're just not getting that promotion. So again, the Mechaber just says, understand that that is hashkacha. Lachin, im lo nivkar letafkin misuyam, ze mishum shelo bacharu b'shabo b'sham letafkin hazeh. But say, therefore, again, if a person was not picked for a particular job, for that particular advancement, just know that it was because he's not chosen from Shemayim because of this particular tafkid. V'zeh nusyono sheyamin shekol b'shakol b'hashkacha. But say, a person has to realize that at the end of the day, all is b'hashkacha. Hamenahel eino koveya klum, v'lo yisna oso, v'lo yichas alav, el yamshich lev oso b'kol. We'll say, this is amazing. If the boss doesn't give you the promotion, then at the end of the day, don't dislike the boss. Don't get upset at the boss. You know why? Because it will say, he's not the final decision maker. He is not the one ultimately, again, who determines your financial fate. Rather, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yischazik l'ispala ulevakish me'aborei. Shiyitin l'ozatavkin. A person should dive into a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Limon sholom shigim shiklik tatavkin. V'yomar, ribonon shel olam. Im ze tov bishvili. She'ach shavaka b'les atavkin amusim ha'chodesh hazeh. Titin li oso. Ribonon shel olam. If it's good for me to receive this promotion, to receive this job, then I ask you to give it to me. V'sha'atzliach bo. Let me be successful. Ki akol b'yadayim shalcha. For Ribono Shel Olam, all is in your hands. V'im zeh lo ritzoncha, Shek Kabbalah Satavki. But Ribono Shel Olam, if it's not your Ratzon that I receive this job, Ta'azor Li L'Hishar Amakomi U'Latzliach. Allow me, Ribono Shel Olam, ultimately again, to find happiness where I am, to find contentment where I am, to find success where I am, V'Lihios Sameach B'Chelki, and to be happy with my portion. So we'll stop over here. Stop over here for today. But again, we learn an incredible, these are incredible, incredible yisodos in Emunah. This idea, Rabbi said, that at the end of the day, akol b'hashkacha, everything is with divine providence. And therefore, again, l'maisa, a person has to recognize that in every life event, big or small, there is a message from the Ribono Shel Olam. And that message of Osai, again, sometimes can be clearly scripted and understood, and sometimes requires an incredible amount of intuition. And Osai, sometimes I don't know what the message is. Sometimes I don't know what the message is. But Osai, inability to discern the explicit divine message does not free me from the responsibility to extricate some message. It's a very important issue. Every circumstance in life, right, ultimately, again, has to yield some type of message for me that is a growth message, that is a life-altering message, that is a life-enhancing message. So we'll stop over here. We'll continue with this on Monday.